So that's the story on the shores of the Persian Gulf. Let's go next to Egypt, where divisions are emerging among youth movements that fought to topple President Hosni Mubarak. The groups that participated don't all agree on what should come next. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Yes, we have to have like a goal or something that we're going to base our efforts on.
It's afternoon, and professional basketball player Ahmed Nazmi is sitting around a table with about 15 young people in an outdoor garden of an upscale hotel. They are meeting to try and form some sort of organization. What kind exactly, they aren't sure. Nazmi doesn't know most of the other people at the table. This is the third such gathering he's attended today.
A flowering, just a very quick dynamic. I don't have time to sleep. You almost feel like you need to grow because of all the energy inside and that's being kind of channeled around.
In cafes and living rooms all around Egypt, meetings like this one are taking place. Young people are trying to translate their newly discovered sense of empowerment into something tangible. There is no doubt that Egypt's youth have found a voice in this revolution. But beyond certain principles, what it's saying isn't at all clear. Nazmi has formed his own group of about 40 people. They are called the Mickeys, after a popular comic book they all read as teenagers. Beyond that, the only thing that binds them is a sense they want to help make Egypt a better place. Longtime political activists are also struggling to find their place in the new Egyptian order, and divisions are fast emerging. The military has chosen to negotiate with a loose association of youth groups that includes Google executive Wael Ghanim and co-founder of the April 6th movement, Ahmed Maher. That's made a lot of people unhappy and suspicious.
Ahmed Maher and those guys, they don't talk on behalf of anyone. They have jumped on to try to take credit for something they didn't take much part of.
That's Ahmed Salah. He's the other founder of the April 6th movement, one of the main organizers of the protests that ejected Hosni Mubarak from power. He accuses those that are negotiating with the military of hijacking the revolution for their own benefit and of being too soft on the junta that now controls the country. Salah was hit in the head with a rubber bullet, beaten and jailed during the protests.
And I can't accept that somebody, thinking that they are too important to go down to the streets, are pretending to be leaders. This is unbelievable. The real people who had taken part in this revolution must be represented.
But how? In interviews with key youth leaders, differences over how to move forward in almost every sphere were manifest. Some supported the ongoing workers' strikes, others did not. Some wanted elections immediately, others wanted a transitional government in place for several years to allow for political parties to emerge. Some were suspicious of the military, others were more accepting of its role.
Self-organization is the challenge now. How we self-organize and how we coordinate with one another without too much disagreement.
24-year-old Gigi Ibrahim is a blogger and a member of a group called the Revolutionary Socialists. She and other youth leaders are trying to form an umbrella organization to more broadly represent the goals of the young people who flocked to Tahrir Square.
This is where the hard work starts, because you have 30 years of absence of political life. And now all of a sudden, you want to build democracy.
There is no doubt, though, that the landscape here has changed forever. Ahmed Maher was picked up in a chauffeured car this week and driven to the Mukhabarat, or secret police building, for the meeting with the military council. He was wearing jeans, chewing gum, smoking a cigarette, and he was carrying a can of Coke. It was all kind of surreal, he says. He tells NPR the military junta treated him as an equal. Maher says he understands that he doesn't represent everyone who participated in the protests. But for the first time, Egypt's youth, at least some of them, have a seat at the table. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Cairo.